This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. This week on AMI at the Movies, we're taking off with Apollo 13, starring Tom Hanks, Kevin Bacon, and Bill Paxton. It follows the real-life events when an explosion on board threatens the astronauts' lives. Tune in to AMI at the Movies, hosted by Ramya and I, Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern on AMI TV. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Kelly and Company. Ramya Muthan, my co-host. I'm Kelly McDonald. Thank you for being with us wherever you are listening in around the world. And every couple of weeks, we get a chance to talk a little TV with Greg David. He's our communications specialist here at AMI.
I'm Greg David, and I love television. Reality shows, dramas, sitcoms, and documentaries. I watch them all. I'm excited to share my passion for the television industry with you in front of and behind the cameras as it changes and evolves.
Mr. David, welcome back to the program as we await a little more lockdown adaptations in your area and ours. How are you doing?
Hi. Yeah, I'm doing okay. I mean, honestly, since the pandemic started, I really haven't spent that much time going outside. Now the weather's nice, though. I did last weekend. I went out for a walk and stayed socially distanced from people. But yeah, I mean, at this point, it's getting really frustrating. And I don't know about, you know, for you, Kelly, in London, about, you know, when it comes to the vaccines and things like that. But being 50, I'm a long way down the list before I get anything put into my arm.
Yep. Same here. I've been waiting. I've been checking, as I was saying in the last segment, very antsy and anxious. It almost feels worse than it has at any other time. Tell me something. When you're walking along like that and you have to social distance, but you're out, you're around other people and you kind of people watch, it almost like no one gets as mad as they used to. Before, when people would stare at them, and I would imagine that now everybody's got to be a distance away anyway. And if you're separate, so you don't seem like such an interloper, I'm sure. Or do you still get the evil looks of, what are you looking at?
Yeah, no, I think what it is we become very conscious when other people are coming, and you kind of get a little bit nervous, like, okay, now we're going to go single file and we're going to go on the far side of the path so that they can go by on the far side of their side of the path. So it's just a little bit more thinking. And things that we used to take for granted, just kind of moving around, and now you have to double think, and it's even more, more stressful, I imagine, for you, Kelly, as a white cane user. And you've talked about this before, you know, having people get too close to you anyway. And now with the pandemic, it's even worse.
Oh, it's terrible that way. It's rethinking it totally, like caveman days of you know, we got to where people understood a little more about dealing with persons with a guide dog or a cane user. Now it's like, all right, let's tear that script up. Now here's the new one, but it's blank. At least can go out with the dog and scare everyone off.
Scare everyone off? No, it's more
like 2 meters.
Yeah, the dog's trying to take me to everybody else. That's the problem.
And that's the one thing people are like, oh, he's a dog. Yeah, you know, COVID can still from a dog. We don't know yet. What? Oh, no, get away. Greg, you wanted to do a little spring cleaning, especially with the weather nice in today's segment, and bring us up to date with things going on in the television world. Let's start with a show that's been around for a really long time now, The Walking Dead. What's the latest on that one?
Yeah, so after 10 seasons on the air, the ninth season finale just was broadcast the other night on AMC. AMC has announced that it will return for its 10th season just aired. Season 11 is coming up. It will return on Sunday, August the 22nd, for a last bunch of episodes. And man, it was so long ago that we were introduced to Rick and Carl and Daryl and Maggie and Glenn, and not all of those people, the names that I just mentioned, have made it to this point. Some of them have, but AMC is going to debut 8 new episodes in August, and then they're going to follow that up with another 16 episodes to come in the future. Now, I watched the first 4 or 5 seasons of the show, but I'm in the minority because it has been the number one cable series for the last 12 years on the air. Pretty incredible for a show of The Walking Dead and on a cable network like AMC.
Yeah, it's a diehard show. I know that for sure with people. I mean, I wouldn't know what it's like to watch it myself. It's not available with audio description yet on Netflix. just saying. But it is number one, and a lot of people will be so stoked to, and if they don't know already, that it's going to continue for a little bit. And speaking of the dead, not really zombies, or at least characters that seemingly return from the dead, a fan favorite returned to Law & Order SVU last Thursday, and he launched his own Law & Order show. So tell us about this.
Yeah, Christopher Maloney, who's a character Elliot Stabler, left the police force and his work partner Olivia 10 seasons ago, returned to the Big Apple last Thursday on Law & Order SVU, and it was a ratings winner for NBC, just because I think because he was such an integral part of SVU, and I haven't watched that series in a long, long time, but I tuned in last Thursday because I wanted to see how they were going to reunite these characters, and even more importantly, the spinoff. So he's now starring in his own Law & Order spinoff. It's called Law & Order Organized Crime, and last week's SVU return helped launch the new series at 10 p.m. So I watched the crossover event because SVU was on at 9 and then Organized Crime at 10, and I really, really liked it. Now, Organized Crime is different from SVU in that they don't have an episode or a crime encapsulated within one episode like they do with the usual Law & Order episodes. This one's going to be an overarching theme of Elliot trying to take down these bad guys over the course of a season. So a little bit different. I really liked it, and I'm definitely going to be tuning in this Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern for episode 2.
That's really great when you can be pulled into something like that. And I've seen that in so many, we see that a lot in the streaming services, a theme right through 8, 10, 12 episodes. You know, whether it's something like I just finished watching The Mist, you know, something that came out a while ago, but it's that whole theme of something, whether there's going to be a season 2, 28 or whatever, that's, what's that go back to really, 24? Almost like that show, and the way that you follow something, a particular thing, and see those different things happen. And I kind of like that. Sometimes it gets a little old, especially if you're not liking something about it. It's chancy that way. But most people really get into it, and doing something like this pulled you in, Greg. So that's really awesome.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
April and May is when we hear usually about the season finales of television shows. Anything like that coming up soon that we should be aware of? Kim's Convenience, they're saying goodbye this month, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Kim's Convenience is ending with its fifth season finale on Tuesday, April the 13th. So next week on CBC. Now, actually, tonight on CBC are the season finales of Coroner, which is a great medical drama that you can catch up on CBC Gem if you've missed the first three seasons of that show. And a new show called Pretty Hard Cases. That season finale is tonight. It stars a couple of very funny ladies in as cops. One of the leads is from Baroness Von Sketch. It's very good and very different from your typical cop drama. So you can check those two shows out. And then as we look later on into May, we have the season finales of Magnum P.I. on Friday, May the 7th on CBS. The sitcom The Neighborhood on Monday, May the 17th on CBS. And CBS's SEAL Team on Wednesday, May the 19th. Because of the pandemic, the usual May sweeps have been thrown off. So not much is really ending this spring. As you guys know, when we've spoken in the past, you know, all of May is pretty much taken up by season finales. Well, because of the pandemic, production was shut down. So we don't have as much, you know, kind of clogging up May as we used to.
Okay, I'm thinking of some of these shows and whether they'll ever end. I mean, I don't know if any one of them will
I'm surprised Magnum did as well as it did returning. Like, it's a real credit to something you said, oh, for goodness sake, it's a totally, like, decades past and people have grabbed onto
it.
It's
pretty wild, right?
Yeah, and I hate it. I hate the new version of Magnum. I tuned in thinking, okay, it's an old show. I love the old one. Let's check it out. And I really didn't like it at all. It just didn't have the same tone and the same fun that the original did. It took itself a little bit too seriously for me, but that's just me.
I did the opposite, Greg, for that reason, though, thinking, oh, it's an old show. I'm not going to want to watch it. And I did not give it even a shot because every time I try that, I find, oh, it's not even close. I found that with Spencer for Hire, the one I found on Netflix, then, and I thought, hey, you know, it's not too bad, but certainly so far different than what I liked in the original show. And let's be fair, you know, a lot of it is your actors that you so used to. Magnum's not Magnum without Tom Selleck.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so you caught us up with season finales. How about new shows? Anything that we should be taking note on checking out?
Yeah,
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx has got a new show. So I'm pretty excited about this. He's returning to our screens in a Netflix series called Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. So the series was inspired by Jamie Foxx's relationship with his daughter, Corinne, who she is also an executive producer on the show. And the storyline is that bachelor Brian Dixon unexpectedly becomes a full-time father to his teenage daughter, Sasha. And you can tune in. That'll be next Wednesday, April the 13th. All of the episodes are going to drop all at once on Netflix. So, yeah, I'm going to check that one out. I'm pretty excited about it. It's got a fair amount of buzz going into next week's debut.
Wow, you know what that reminds me of? Remember, you know, I can't think of if it was like a craze. I don't know if it actually became a TV show, if it was a YouTube thing, or in its earliest days, somebody had something out. Maybe it was even a podcast called Poop My Father Would Say.
And that's right.
Using a different word. And it sounds totally like that. And I always thought, oh, geez, if my dad was still alive, he would be great in this thing. So I really find that really crazy when you see something like that leap up and come out. So Jamie Foxx, so that's really going to be really special. So for you, Greg, what is the thing in this that you is it Jamie Foxx or just a subject?
Yeah, for me, it's going to be Jamie Foxx. I mean, he was so good in Ray, which has been broadcast on AMI and was a subject of AMI at the movies. Mm-hmm. I'm just really excited to see him back on TV and really interested in how the storyline of with his daughter, Corinne, how that kind of all works out. And then there's another show with a TV veteran, Katie Sagal, who's coming back. She was on Sons of Anarchy. She's back with a new show called Rebel, and it's inspired by the life of Aaron Brockovich. And Annie Rebel Bello is a blue-collar legal advocate without a law degree. She's a funny, messy, brilliant, and fearless woman who cares desperately about the causes she fights for and the people she loves. And guys, that one's going to debut Thursday, April the 7th. So, yeah, Thursday, April the 7th. Tomorrow. So that's tomorrow. That'll be Thursday, April the 8th, because today's the 7th, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. So tomorrow night on ABC.
That's great.
With May being so different, do you, I mean, we've had the pandemic. We know lots of people are watching lots of stuff, but we know that they always used to, like, the sweeps time was so great for people to watch and get those finals in this era. How much of that's really changed, Greg, now, and will it return as things get better in the years? Will we, you know, see the same alignment we've seen for years when things get back to being the newer normal, but at least normal?
I think the pandemic is making everybody rethink the way that formula used to work with the traditional May sweeps, you know, all new episodes of shows in September and then off in the holidays. I think that the business is rethinking everything because the pandemic has forced them to. So I think that you're definitely going to see more formulas. I mean, we've already seen in the last year the over-the-top streaming services like NBC has their own called Peacock. Discovery has their own called Discovery Plus. So even just in the last year, we've seen these changes to the streaming, and the conventional networks are actually saying, hey, did you miss this episode? Well, head on over to our app, head on over to our website where you can stream these episodes. So the pandemic's forced people to make some changes already. I would be hard pressed to say that we're going to go back to, quote unquote, the good old days of the traditional formula. I just don't think that it works anymore.
I feel like the pandemic just advanced what these guys were doing beforehand. I really do feel we were going to have the streaming services. Everyone was going to do what they were going to do. It just made everything race from 6 years maybe out we were out from to now. So very interesting.
Thanks, love the Greg. Varieties, though.
Oh, for sure. The variety is good.
Of everything that's out there for timing, for miniseries, for, you know, longer things. We're going back to streaming services using weekly, you know,
drops,
letting things out, drops. Exactly. So it's good. Yeah.
Thanks, Greg.
Good times. We're not going anywhere. Might as well watch TV.
Oh, no. Especially after midnight tonight. You're not going anywhere.
Thanks, guys.
Take it easy. Greg David, you can join him every other Wednesday to talk all things television right here on Kelly & Company. We're going to step aside for a moment. Ryan Delahanty pays tribute to Cleon Smith. We're going to get that conversation with him. Cleon unfortunately passed away recently, and he had a lifelong relationship with the Halifax School for the Blind. Ryan steps in next. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.